Welcome to Pizza Bet Cast, episode 2.
Dose, as they call it in Central America.
See, we did
2.
We did, remember we did 1, and then we did this? Now it's 2.
Now it's 2.
And then 3 is going to be...
3.
And then after that, we're just screwed.
Yeah. Can't do it after that. Anyways.
Well, you could. It's like a pizza.
No, that's weird. That's like you cut the pizza the wrong way, and it's all jacked up.
Anyways.
What's up, guys? We have Pizza Bet Games coming at you live, but not really live. Sort of live.
Kind of
live. Not live at all.
Nope.
Mm-mm. With Pizza Bet Cast 2, where we get together to talk about the latest nerdy news and bring it to you. Shout out to Basecamp.
Wait, we haven't talked about Portland. Our tradition of talking about our shirts first. We gotta save that. Save that, bro.
All right, rewind. I'm Chris Batu, half beast, half machine. This is Mr. Sony.
John unofficially, Perez. Mr. Sony.
Unofficially. We're not sure if that's going to stick.
I don't know. That sounds weird, but yes.
He doesn't like
that's
it.
Super official.
I still think chicken and waffles is the way to go.
No.
Chicken
waffles? Gosh. I love chicken waffles, though. Hey.
And the king of the Pacific Northwest, Tim Tolentino. Before we get into the topics, guys, let's go.
Cool.
How about that shirt?
How about them shirts?
How about this?
Explain this to me. Is that a? That's a. Let me try to like decrypt this shirt. It's a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's Portland.
Right. Me. 2 for 2 so far.
That's Portland right there. And then obviously, that's Mount Everest right there. Duh.
Completely different country.
You lost all your points right there.
Yeah, you did.
You lost all the points.
Speaking of me being the Pacific Northwest King.
Yes.
This is a Basecamp shirt. Basecamp is a brewery in Portland, and they are my favorite brewery of all time.
Is their beer good?
Oh my gosh!
I'm really sad we didn't get to go.
Yeah, I told my sister and Chris to go, but they just had no time, and I was like, "You have to make time."
Portland is amazing.
It's amazing, but anyways,
girl, you gotta make time. Girl.
Anyways. Favorite brewery of all time because
as the name suggests,
Basecamp. Their theme is camping.
Okay.
And in their brewery, or I guess in their main like bar area.
So you gotta let picture it. When we walk in, what do we see?
When you walk in,
okay.
Bars on the left.
Okay.
I believe twelve taps.
Okay.
12
taps.
Probably more than that, or less.
Brew
than
camp.
You know,
brew
give
camp.
Or take,
why I say brew camp?
Basecamp.
Basecamp.
Give or take 12. And along the walls, they have pictures of anything you can think of, like Northwest, like ish.
Seattle Sonics.
Trees. Lots of
Seattle
trees.
Sonics. You know they're gone already.
Maybe some rain clouds.
Yeah. Mountains. People, you
the
know,
Hawks.
Camping.
The Hawks.
Seahawks. Starry night. No light pollution.
This guy.
And all these
sports
pictures.
Over here.
All
fine. Pacific Northwest. Rivers.
Rivers, exactly. There you go. Lakes.
What are they
canoeing.
Called?
Canoes.
Not canoeing.
Rafting.
No.
Whitewater rafting.
Rapid rafting?
Whitewater rafting.
White rapid rafting.
Anything nature. Anything nature you can think of. Okay. Just amazing photographs lined up on the walls.
Dope.
And then seating areas where you can drink and eat.
This is all in Portland.
Sounds
all
perfect.
In Portland.
It sounds
and
perfect.
So in the back of my shirt, it says...
Basecamp. Brewing Company. It sounds like the USNC enclosed.
Do they have tents in there?
USNWC. Sorry.
They do not.
That'd be cool if they had tents in there and like little chairs inside the tent so you can just like go there.
Yeah, but I think that'll be taking it too far.
Okay.
Yeah, they encourage their patrons to go out.
Speaking of
see what you did there.
Speaking of patrons, go ahead.
Visit us at
check us out at patreon.com/pizzabetgames.
We'll get to the rigmarole later.
Yeah.
Anyway, keep going.
But anyways, yeah. So their whole theme is camping, outdoors-ish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
makes
the
sense.
Food, they don't make their own food, but they have two staple food trucks.
Oh. So sick.
One of them
two
is like a, is a
like
Korean fusion Korean fusion food truck.
Sushi Rito?
No.
Oh, damn it.
I think it's called... Oh, I forgot the name.
Were you the one who told me about Sushi Rito?
I did.
It's like a burrito,
but a sushi.
Just imagine a huge sushi. Yeah. Anyways, we're getting off topic.
We are.
If you're in the Portland area and you don't know about that place, I don't know what you're doing, but you have to go there right now. And if you're going to Portland, go there right now.
Right now.
Well,
I mean, if you're
Portland,
listening
Portland,
to this in your car, you need to redirect the GPS to take you to Basecamp. So we did drive past it.
You did.
But it was closed.
Oh. That's the worst.
Because we were on our way to Screen Door. Or I think it's Screen Door.
AKA Brunch Game 2 Skronk.
Oh my gosh. You guys have no idea.
A Twitter handle named Skronk Gamers.
Yes! He followed us. What up, Skronk Gamers?
Skronk Gamers.
Love the name. Yes. I was laughing at my wife, and she had no idea what I was talking about.
Oh.
But so, I knew what I was talking
about. Portland, Oregon, right? So how do you know Portland, Oregon? Just because, like...
Okay, so my cousin...
Okay.
Tisha.
Okay.
At the Tisha. Shout out to you. I love you. She lives there now. Mm-hmm. She works for University of Portland.
Mm-hmm.
For the...
both of our wives are hitting us up right now. Yeah, that's funny.
Hey. anyway, so... I visited there for the first time this past February, and I had the vacation of my life.
It was amazing.
I'm pretty sure I bought like 3 or 4 Portland-themed shirts from there. I bought one from here.
Okay.
And then, you already know, Salt and Straw. One of the best ice cream shops I've ever been to, and I don't like ice cream. I went there twice in one day.
It's so good.
I went there twice in one day. I almost
threw myself. That's crazy. Oh, that's how I felt like in Italy. I went to gelato at least twice or three times.
Oh, see, yeah, that's a different story, though.
That's true.
But anyways, yeah.
That's
so
a little different. We'll get there.
Is our first topic about like where we've traveled so far?
We haven't finished our trip yet.
Maybe it is.
Okay.
Oh, but before we get there.
That could be off topic.
Okay, all right. So anyways, my shirt representing Portland, Oregon, because that is the ish, that place. I want to move there in the next 2 years.
The next 2 years?
We could be thinking the same thing.
Ooh. Hey, we can, you know.
Dope.
Pizza Bit Games can go global, man.
There you go, bro.
Hey.
West Coast, East Coast West coverage. Coast.
Yep. So, there yeah, that's my shirt. Bam. You.
John, go. What do you got?
I got the Destiny shirt, but it's 8-bit. It's 8-bit themed.
Classic.
So, it's a punter.
You need to get up. Titan, they can't see that. You need to get up. They can't see it.
All right. I got to get up. All right.
There you go.
So,
yeah.
So, we got a hunter, warlock, and Titan over here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who plays Destiny, obviously, Hunter Master it. Race. Warlock
Hunter Master Race.
Yes. But Titan, the only class I got. Yes. Tim 2.
But I got the Destiny shirt. 8-bit style. I thought it was really dope.
Nice.
Of course, they have the
Where'd you get it from?
Represent.
I don't know. I type in Google Destiny shirts.
And
right?
You just found it and bought it.
Actually, I didn't. I mean, I found it, but also like I was searching through like a million different shirts. Right?
It's not an official Bungie shirt?
It's not an official
Bungie
shirt.
I haven't seen it.
Go through my tag, actually. I think it's a really awesome, dope. I say go through my tag, Tim.
Okay.
my tag.
Look at what he's saying.
My tag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Literally. Look at his tag.
I thought you meant hashtag. You know, it's 2015.
Yeah, hashtag.
I'm like, you want me to check your Twitter right now?
T-Republic.
No. T-Republic. Shout out to them.
Awesome shirt.
So I actually went to like a bunch of different sites, right?
Nice.
And
nice.
Yeah, it feels good. Thanks, guys. I went to different couple sites. And I was looking for Destiny shirts. I obviously went to the Bungie official site, but I was like, I'm not really feeling these shirts.
And they're expensive.
And they're kind of expensive. Mm. And then I just kept searching, and then I was actually scrolling down, right? And I found this shirt. I was like, oh, shoot. Dope. I love 8-bit style.
Right.
8-bit cross Destiny, you know, the different races, not races, classes in them.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, gotta get this shirt. So it was only like, I want to say $13, $14.
What? That's really cheap.
So...
That's really cheap.
Shout out to
Steel.
Team Republic.
That is a
dope,
steal.
Dope site.
That's well, Steel.
Speaking of Destiny shirts, so you know how the unfortunate event at Nepal happened, right?
Yes. Did Indeed. You order one?
I did. I was one of the lucky ones to order one because they sold out really fast. Do you want to know how much money they raised?
How much money did they raise?
$1 million.
Dang.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
On t-shirts?
Shout out to Bungie. Like, nice that's
job,
amazing.
Bungie.
That is nice. Amazing. $1 million just off of t-shirts.
I wish I bought one.
That's amazing.
Because that t-shirt is bomb.
It is bomb.
It really is.
I can't wait for you to get it so we can wear
the
it.
The second, when we remember we were talking about it,
yeah.
I was like, oh my gosh, did you guys see this tweet? Nepal, whatever, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
After I finished writing that email, I bought it.
I
waited. It was like $25.
Yeah, it was like $25. I should've.
But anyways, so.
Good cause, though.
They were saying it was supposed to like be shipped like early June.
June,
or whatever.
Right? Yeah.
And I emailed the customer service and they emailed me back. They're like, hey, you know, really sorry that, you know, we haven't heard any news about it. And today, actually, they sent an email to all the people who bought it. And they were saying, we have everything processed. You know, they told me how much money they raised and stuff like that.
Mm.
And so they were saying, you know, we understand your concern. It's actually really hard. We didn't think it was going to be like this.
Right, right.
Demand.
That's a lot of shirts.
The demand wasn't going to be so high. So... starting from the earliest orders to the latest ones, they're going to do it in that order.
Right.
So hopefully I ordered early enough. I don't know if I did, but they're starting shipments, I think, next week. I don't know if I did. I don't know.
Nice, nice.
I heard I have that shirt on because that shirt is awesome. And you get that that special emblem.
Oh, that's right.
And they're saying they're going to start putting out codes for that
sweet.
Soonish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I'm really excited for that because
very
that
cool.
shirt is awesome. Shout out to Bungie for helping out Nepal because they said all proceeds went straight to Nepal for I don't know which, I think Red Cross or something like that, but $1 million.
That's awesome.
That's crazy. Anyways, you know, going off the tangent with your Destiny shirt.
No, so. That's good.
But yeah. So, next shirt.
So
next shirt.
I've got a Centurion
shirt on.
Centuro.
Ooh.
Centurion Roma.
And this is actually, this was picked up in Italy.
It almost looks like the Heineken logo.
It almost does.
Or Starbucks.
Or Star. Oh, no. Actually, you're right.
But it, like but a it's Starbucks a Centurion. Logo. It's a Gladiator.
Yes.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because they got it in Rome.
More badass.
I don't actually know if it was made in Italy. Probably not. Because I bought it off a Chinese guy.
No, I'm pretty sure. We bought it in Rome, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it's made in Italy.
It's okay. Because
Italians are very proud of fabrics that are made from there. So, like, everywhere I went, they would say, like, made in Italy.
But, yeah, right. So my wife and I were on our later moon because we waited just a little over a year while John and Faye were on their honeymoon. But I picked up a couple shirts in Rome just to, you know, t-shirts to wear around. This is one of them. Yeah.
Hey man, at least you can
see
say
the other one.
At least you can say you bought it while you were in Rome.
Yeah, it was actually purchased in Rome. And it was just funny because this morning I put it on, and I used to work at a company called Centurion, which is recently they got bought out, and I got laid off, the bastards.
You know.
But anyway,
you know.
But yeah, it's a little piece of Italy for you.
There you go. Looks
nice.
Really good. Like it.
I really like it a lot.
Okay, so this is my viewpoint on kind of touristy shirts. I feel like you should not get touristy shirts. Like if that's not your thing, right?
Mm.
If you're like, I think if you're like me or Chris or, you know, you even, I feel like when you get shirts, you want to have, like, you definitely want to have a shirt from, if you go, if you, like, obviously go to a far place for travel or for business or for
whatever,
leisure, whatever you're there for, vacation, right? I feel like you shouldn't, like, this is just my point of view, like, don't get the really touristy shirts. Get the shirts that have a little bit of, like, say you go to Italy, have a little bit of, like, you can tell it's from Italy.
Right.
But at the same time, make it look cool. Because you don't want to be that kind of guy or kind of girl or whatever that gets, that, like, regrets getting a shirt, like, a really, I love Roma, or like, you know,
I love New York kind of,
right.
Yeah.
And like, you only wear it like once.
Right.
And that's
right.
You know, you want to get, you definitely want to get a shirt that like you'll wear for like.
Exactly.
Forever. Like that, or like this. Wear this like,
I mean, yeah.
I swear to God,
perfect,
I wear this like
right?
every day.
So this
day.
Is perfect. I'm going to go through this shirt, right? So like, we have just a really cool shirt. First of all, it has a bottle with Portland on it. Mount Everest, obviously. But also, it has base camp on it, and that's
right.
Definitely like if you don't know what it is, you just like, oh, base camp. Nah, I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
But if you're from Oregon or from Portland, you'd be like, oh, that's the awesome.
Exactly.
Brewery there.
That's what you want.
That's what you want. That's exactly the amount of.
You want,
I am from here, or
you want
I
someone to be
here.
Like, what's base camp?
Exactly.
You know, or you want someone to just be like, base camp.
You know, like that guy knows he's been there.
Yeah.
Or you say, hey. Have you actually been there before? And if you say yes, conversation starts.
There it is.
Boom.
There it is.
Bam.
Rigmarole time.
Anyways, so.
All right.
Very nice shirts, gentlemen.
Yes. We will always have awesome shirts on this show.
That's
we'll do our best. I have a feeling I'm going to run out.
Yes.
No, I think that's the cool part. Like, no matter what kind of shirt you wear, there's always a story behind it.
I'm going to run out of shirts.
Always
even,
a story behind
even
it.
Even if you got to make one up.
Well, yeah.
Even if you got to make one up.
Like your Oakley shirt.
See, that's what I said the other day. We were exactly. Live and. We were going through the, you know, our tradition of talking about our shirts in the very beginning of the show.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, dude, we just make it up. Even your Oakley shirt, like we had the O, that was so cool. I don't know what did we say about the O. I can remember.
It's the Beyond Oasis.
It's
shirt.
The Beyond Oasis God. Shirt. Whatever.
Yes, exactly.
Have you played that game?
No one has played the game.
Oh my gosh, the game is amazing.
How old is that?
I'm
game?
Not the only one.
Chris, how old? Is that
I
game?
Between us three, you're
it's
the only
like
one.
I think it's a Genesis game.
God,
the only
member I have of Genesis.
Not positive.
Game.
I'm about to look that one up. But it's old school and it's amazing.
Cool.
You're kind of like playing the cool, like the white version of Aladdin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, that's not white? I swear
not really.
He's not white.
No, he's not.
What is he?
He's one step ahead of the bread man.
Dang it!
Zing! Got him. Speaking of bread, man, we're Pizza Bet.
Yes, perfect. Because
this is the Pizza Bet cast. We're going to bring this to you every week, along with Pizza Bet Live. Hopefully every Monday. But in addition to that, we're bringing it to you content with Let's Plays, challenge streams, and all these things so that we can get you involved in our community and you can get yourselves some slices, which are entries to our monthly, at least monthly, giveaway. Right now, we're doing a launch giveaway for our inaugural pizza. You still have some time to get in there by the end of June.
5 days. Five days left until the month.
There you go. Five days at the time of this recording. So bit.ly/PBG launch giveaway to get in on that. If you happen to miss that, that's fine. We're always going to be doing something. So go to patreon.com/pizzabetgames. That's where we'll post everything that we're doing. You can also check out all of our goals and milestones for this awesome venture that we're on with our friend Derek, who unfortunately can't join us today. But we would love your support if you enjoy what we're doing. Even if it's $1 a month, it doesn't matter. If you can't spare the money, that's totally fine. Just check in what we're doing, watch the videos, share the tweets and everything like that. Participate in the giveaway because that's completely free. You could walk away with a free pizza. And if we happen to hit our milestone goals, you could walk away with free games. Maybe one day you could walk away with a free console.
Maybe something as simple as, a year of a PSN.
There you go.
That's a very valuable prize, by the way.
That is, because you can't play any multiplayer game
or Xbox Live.
Or Xbox Live.
Whatever it is you play on.
Whatever floats your boat.
Maybe some. We don't discriminate. Maybe a Steam card.
Maybe.
If that's your thing.
Whichever one you prefer or desire.
We want to give back to you guys for helping us create an awesome community of gamers who also love pizza and love loot. Mm-hmm. That's what we're about.
Alex, so?
All right. There you go. So
that out of the way,
I feel like that was topic number one.
Our short intro. Short
topic number one.
Topic number one.
All right, topic number one. Let's talk about Destiny, the Taken King, the upcoming expansion
coming out on the one year anniversary of the launch of Destiny.
Now this is the third expansion in the Destiny lifetime.
The third expansion,
which is supposedly a much larger one. How do you guys feel? Now, not only is it the third and largest expansion, but there's been a lot of controversy around it.
Yes. Well, take us through, for someone who doesn't know what Destiny Taken King is, take us through kind of what it is and what also is the controversy behind it.
So the background of the Taken King is in the previous expansion,
The Dark Below,
your main goal was to defeat Crota, who was a powerful Hive Knight. He is the son of Oryx. So since you spent the last few months whooping his ass.
Yes.
That's what I did. I soloed that bad boy. Get wrecked.
Oryx is pissed. So what they've done in the Taken King is Oryx is coming to get you. In other words, he's bringing in warriors from all the different races, augmenting them, and sending them at you from his battleship of some kind. So it's more of an assault rather than, or more of a defense, I suppose, or a counterattack.
I guess a revenge thing.
Yeah. So he's coming at you rather than you proactively going.
And they're called the Taken, right?
I believe because the augmented versions of the current,
the different ones.
Yeah. So you'll see the same, maybe the same skin, but they'll be a little different.
Yeah.
And they'll behave differently. Is that what they're saying? So we're expecting to get at least a new strike, at least a new raid, a new subclass for each character type, which of course has its own super plus additional abilities. Of course, your usual exotics, armor, and things like that, shaders, emblems, and all those things, regular missions,
and new light levels and stuff.
Yes, and I think 35 is going to be.
No,
34 is right now.
Light level is 50, so is it probably 40?
They're going up pretty high.
So it's probably 42 from what was the last light level?
34.
36. 36. So
36
plus
42.
No, that was this.
No. I'm not talking about the actual numerical light value. I'm talking about the level right now is 34.
Okay, light level 34. But I'm trying to do the math. So if last time it was level 36 just to get to level 34.
It'll be.
It was 42 just to get to level 30. No, It was 36 to get to level 32. Now it's 42 to get to level 34.
I think that's what it is.
So it's probably level 36. It's probably level 36.
I think they're taking it higher than that, though.
I feel like they're not. I feel like they're either going to go 40. I'm going to put my money down. I think they're going to go level 36 or they're going to go level 40. I think they're just
going
to cut it right
there. I have a feeling I saw something that said it was going up to 40.
Holy.
But I could be wrong.
That's the max.
I could be wrong.
I'm pretty sure minimum is 36.
I don't know.
Maximum is 40.
That'd be awesome. I feel like that would be more awesome if they brought it up a little bit more.
A bigger jump.
Because every time it's only been plus two.
Levels. That's fine. Well, yeah, that's fine with me, in my opinion.
Yeah, but plus
because
two.
Because they got to play the long game, right? They got to play for Destiny 2.
Oh, jumping from 34 to
36, then 36 to 38. If they did all the way to level 50, that would be jumping so much. And that wouldn't leave. That would only leave like technically 50 more levels.
And this is supposed to be a 30. Pretty big.
Yeah, 10 addition. Years. 10 right. years, bro. 10 games, 10 years. In my opinion, that's what I think they're gonna do.
Well, here's the controversy. Mm-hmm. So the Taken King by itself, the expansion, is supposed to be priced at $40.
If you just buy
the expansion. Now they also have a collector's edition, which includes the original Destiny game, the previous two expansions, which were both priced at $20 each, unless you got them packaged together, which mm-hmm. was $30.
Yep.
And the Taken King, and other collector's edition extras, which was priced at $80,
like a replica strange coin,
like a real replica strange coin.
I'm gonna get that. I don't care.
I just want the strange coin.
I'm gonna get that.
The controversy was: longtime Destiny players who've been playing for the last year faithfully feel like I shouldn't have to pay for everything that I already have paid for just to get a couple of extras, and they were getting pissed.
Yep.
Really, because they basically forced those players to pay $80 for a small amount of extras.
Yeah.
Right? Some class items, a shader, a sparrow, and a strange coin.
Yeah, right.
And maybe a fancy box.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
See, I don't know why, but I have like no problem with that. Like,
see, you're hardcore.
Do you remember? Yeah, I am hardcore. I will say that. Do you remember a long time ago?
You almost bought the original collectors.
Didn't we say, like, when we had our Destiny, we had this previous Destiny podcast, like, a long time ago, me and Chris, and we were saying, like, how much would you spend on Destiny, right? Mm. We would say, like, if you knew how much value, because we got a lot, I mean, to be honest with you, we got a lot of value out of mm. Destiny, regardless if whatever expansion packs come out. Like, the amount of hours we all put in there is justified by the value that we got of that game, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me and Chris were like, yo, what's the price that you would put on that game?
When it first came out.
When it first yep. came out,
before
right?
it actually launched, yeah. We talked about it.
Before it launched?
I think so.
No, it was after we launched, because we put like, even after we already launched, put like 200 hours in it, like by the yeah. second, by the,
oh,
like,
yeah.
by
you the month right. off, right? right. Okay.
So I was like, you know what? Like, I like Destiny so much that, like, I can't put a number on it. Like, I would spend an absorbent amount of money, because I've already got the value that I got.
Well, here's the thing, though. Okay,
that's just me, though. Like, yeah, I'm a hardcore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but I see like Destiny is like giving me so much that I feel like I haven't given enough back. You know, so like $80 to me to spend on like a brand new game, or not a brand new game, but like just the extra stuff that you get minus like the stuff I already have, totally fine.
Yeah, but okay, but
that's other than money, obviously.
I mean, but that's the thing, though. Like, when Destiny first came out, that was the game. Like, it was like the whole game up to that point. But the whole controversy is, this is a DLC.
It's an expansion, yeah.
That's true. I agree with that. But I think I would, like, if they were like $100 for the next expansion, just the expansion alone.
Oh my gosh, what?
No.
No. It better be a brand new game. It better be like Destiny 2.
Okay, I'd have to think about it, and I have to look at what they're offering. But to be honest with you,
I might have to do it.
If
you're pricing it that much, you have to be offering at least a whole new game's worth.
I think Destiny's just totally like, they're going for me. You know what I mean? They're like, we can charge whatever we want.
See, but like, I don't feel the same way about it now as I used to.
Right. When it first came out, our hearts were poured into it. Yeah. We were like, oh my gosh, this game is amazing.
Yeah. I still think,
certain things, but we were just like, wow, this is a whole new experience.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
I still think I'm on that level where I'm just like, I love the game so much. Like, every week I'm just like emotionally and spiritually and like physically poured my soul in that game.
I'm not the same.
Every single week.
I'm not there anymore.
I still feel the same way I still felt a year ago. Like,
good for you.
That's the game. I love Destiny so much.
Wow,
seriously,
man.
It is that good.
I would
every
say
week
good
I'm
for
like,
you.
I don't get, I maybe there was like a week or two or maybe 3 weeks at most where I got tired of the game. I was like, it's kind of like a drop, like a drool, like a, I don't know.
It's just a snooze fest.
Not a snooze fest, but like a, it's a slug through the mud,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But still, like, the way I feel about that game is just like, I'm ready to just, every week that reset hits, it's a brand new week for me. Hmm. I don't even think about last week.
Yeah, I don't feel that anymore. Wow,
man, I wish I could have that enthusiasm every week because...
Yeah.
Especially after... like the new DLC pack is like...
Well, yeah, I mean, I was super excited for the House of Wolves and with the whole like POE or Prison of Elders and Trials of Osiris kind of thing.
Trials of Osiris, that's probably what gets me.
But after the Dark Below, that's when I lost it. I was just like...
Yeah. I mean, that's where a lot of this...
It's taken a dive for me, personally, too.
Oh, for me, it took a huge dive.
Yeah.
Like, the whole excitement thing.
I can see that, too.
Like, okay, Destiny is definitely, like, you have to grind. It's like a grind, like, nose to the grindstone kind of game. And although I play Call of Duty, which is almost kind of repetitive, every situation is always going to be different.
Right.
With Destiny... All the missions, there's no storyline, by the way. Like, no good one. I just can't stay... Up until Black Ops 2. After that...
Did you play Advanced Warfare?
I heard that was really good. I heard it was really good, but...
Let's do a Let's Play. I want to do a Let's Play.
Yeah, but even still, Call of Duty or any multiplayer, like, FPS... It's the situations are always going to be different. You're never going to be in the same kind of gunfight.
Oh, yeah. Like that. Every situation is different.
And the only thing that I cling on to with Destiny is the PvP because I love
it. Is there a difference for you between a Call of Duty PvP and Destiny PvP?
Oh, yeah.
As far as why you play?
For me, with the most recent Call of Duty, if I want to just run and gun, it's Advanced Warfare because it's super fast paced. Oh, it doesn't matter. And when it comes to Destiny, you have to play a little bit slower, but the mechanics of like the weaponry feels so much more rewarding.
Yeah.
And that's why I stick to it because like when I do sniping and stuff like that, it feels so good.
Oh, yeah, does it matter to you that it's not ranked in any way?
I wish there was a more competitive scene with Destiny.
What do you mean ranked?
Ranked, as in like
you're
not
ranked
competitive
in Destiny.
Yeah, when it comes to Advanced Warfare, they have a ranked playlist.
Oh, you talking about like prestige and stuff like that?
Yeah, kind of like that, where you level up your character.
I mean, but like Iron Banner kind of gives us that. Trials of Osiris kind of gives us.
Yeah,
that.
But it does.
Or like
but it
matters.
But it ends.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
everyone can be
good. I think it's great that they end it every like. They have it for like once a weekend or like 1 weekend out of the.
No, that's not what I'm talking about. Though that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like. When you play Call of Duty, when Black Ops 2, that's when they introduced rank play. Or they called it league play. Okay. So you want to get better at it every time. Like every season they that's what they call it, every season.
Oh, okay. I know exactly what you're
talking
about.
With Destiny,
it's like esports. They have a season and then you like kind of build up your rank.
Yeah.
To get in these leagues.
And
right?
You know you're that good when you get to that rank.
That's why double XP weekends matter so much.
But with Destiny, you get to 34 and you max out your weapons, and it's not really about how good your character is.
But I think okay,
you don't
so
even have to max out the weapons.
You
really
don't. And but even
Iron
still,
Iron Banner and Trials of Osiris matter in that.
But
regard.
They do matter. But
with
character like with character growth, you can get there already, and everybody is that level.
Okay, so I see where you come from, and that's cool that Call of Duty does that. But I don't think that would work in Destiny, only because there's already so much stuff to do. If they added that to PvP. Then I think there'd be way too much to do. And I think that Trials of Osiris and
but there's
Iron Banner, when they come every once in a while, that's an event where people are just running to PvP.
Yeah, but there's like the event is for you or your team at the most on a very personal level. It's like if you succeed, if you get to the lighthouse, you know, you can get some pretty cool stuff, but everybody else, or not everybody, but a lot of other people can get there too, but you don't really have a standing.
You don't feel that exclusivity.
Yeah. You're not like, you know, when you're playing competitively, it's like you want to be able to say, all right, I rank better than this
than
guy.
Pretty much everybody.
Or if you're lower, you want to go in there, mop the floor with these guys and be like, dude, we were like 20 ranks below these dudes and we clocked them.
Right. You know, but instead of something. Saying, oh, but we were just level 34.
Yeah.
Destiny... PvP is so connection based.
I think so too.
Yeah,
I think,
definitely.
I think that Destiny and Call of Duty differ only because they're both trying for different things. Like
it's
not about. It's really not about trying to get your rank up. Obviously, Call of Duty or whatever. It's really about the connectivity
and playing with friends.
With the community. Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And having a community. Right. And if you get to the lighthouse, like, there's a special emblem you get. And saying, like, I got to the lighthouse. And, right. like, sure, like, anyone can go to the lighthouse, but you still got to win 9 games in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's even, super freaking hard.
Even if they added something like what Last of Us does with multiplayer, where it's like they've tied in this out this external system that gives you a reason to continue to succeed and to do challenges.
Right, right, right. With like the whole like week three. If you don't build the colony. If you don't do these many downs or you don't do executions or stuff like that,
it challenges your population's
going to get wiped out.
Yeah, it challenges you to play better.
Right, there's no challenge what's the word I'm looking for? Like, I don't know what the word I'm looking for. There's no repercussions.
There's no real challenge.
Right. That's why, like, I'm okay with jumping in every once in a while, playing through the weekly things, getting what I can, leveling up what I can. But if I don't continue to play, it doesn't matter to me.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. I think
I'm not falling behind that much.
Sure. Right.
Whereas, well, if there was a reason for me to keep playing, I'd be encouraged to continue to play and try to get better and better.
I mean, the only thing is I have to say about that is just, like, those games are awesome in their own right. And but that's not what I want Destiny to do. Like, I want a counter argument in saying that, like, what you just said is exactly what I want Destiny to do. Like, if I don't play for, like, 2 weeks, just like I was on my honeymoon, like, literally, that's fine with me. I jump back in, play Trials of Osiris. That first night I came back from Italy, I went straight to the lighthouse because, and I didn't miss a beat because I was already level 34. If I can just jump in, jump out, that's great. One of these other games, if you miss like a beat, you're out of the game completely. And that's not what I want from Destiny. Mm. I don't want, like, at first when we played Destiny, it felt like we had to catch up, right? We always had to be like, oh my gosh, my friend's level 34, I gotta get there.
Yeah,
or my friend's level 30, he already did Vault of Glass, I gotta get there. Mm. But now it feels like, now that we're getting to a higher level, we're all kind of the same level.
Mm.
That's exactly what I want. I don't want to feel like I'm left behind. I want to feel like if I can just jump back in, that's perfectly fine with me. Or right. if I keep playing every day, it's the same. It's almost the same. And that's what I want from Destiny. It's like the MMO experience where it's like you just jump in, you play, you do your thing, and you jump out if you want to. If you don't, I play every day.
Well, I don't know if MMO really. You can fall behind fast.
Okay, so
MMO.
If you say MMO, that's the thing
not
about
MMO, but just like a really super socially connected game where like I can just jump, like I see my friends playing on they're playing Crucible. Hey guys, can I join? Fine. I've been playing like 3 weeks. I hope that's okay. But you know what?
It's great to be able to jump in. That allows more casual players.
You can have the ability
to just play. But I'm saying that's one of the reasons why I don't feel so connected to it anymore. You know?
Yeah, because you could always have that.
Yeah.
Call of Duty has that. You don't have to just play rank play. You can be whatever level you want.
And that's why I think the strengths of all these games are, it's like they have everything for everyone, right?
Yeah,
there's different parts of the game. PvE, if you're not a PvE person, go play that. If you like PvP, but you only like really super competitive, go play Trials of Osiris. If you like,
but that's every week. It's not every day. That's the thing.
What do you mean?
It's only a
right.
It's and only I, a weekend based thing. Right. And you have to wait until Friday.
I think that's probably fine. You
know, that's fine.
Do you
think
the timing of like what if Trials of Osiris was every single?
Well, that's good day, for you, for someone who maybe is not playing every single day. But
I would
people
want
who do.
I would want Trials of Osiris
every day.
Oh right. Yeah,
every day.
Yeah, because I play rank play on Advanced Warfare every day.
But
there you go.
But that's I think Trials of Osiris and rank.
I don't think that takes away the value of the game.
I never said that. But I'm saying like all I'm saying is like. Rank play in Call of Duty is so much different from Trials of Osiris, where rank play is like an everyday thing. Trials of Osiris is an event that you look forward to every single weekend. You rush to Trials of Osiris. You know when it hits Friday reset, boom.
Yeah,
I can't wait for Friday.
Rank play would be like if you kept the statistics of what you've done in Trials of Osiris continuously, then you could rank each other.
Oh, that's a good thing. Okay, let's say Trials of Osiris comes every weekend, right? What if it kept your progress every time, and it would come out?
Something like Iron Banner, like when Iron Banner resets, you lose your level or whatever, your Iron Banner rank.
Yeah, I wish Trials of Osiris had like a level thing where, like, I guess people could see, oh, you've played.
So you don't
this
think you
games.
Don't think the, getting to the lighthouse or all the rewards is justifiable?
Well, maybe if they had something like, I mean, I don't know exactly how prestigious work, but maybe
I've
it's
never
like
been there, so.
Every time you hit the lighthouse, you get a marker of some kind, or every time you
a marker.
Yeah, or like a some kind of like an not an emblem, but like an indicator.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, you talk about that. That emblem makes a difference. Like, it's weird, but it's like
a yeah, but it's only an aesthetic thing.
Somebody could have been pulled through one round of a good.
But it's team, weird. It's like when we play. So I'm heavily into like scouting, right? When I play Child of Osiris super hardcore. So like right before the match,
you always look at who you're playing.
I look. Oh yeah. What character, what race, or what class they use, what race they are, and also what kind of weapons they use.
Yeah.
But if I see that emblem, I'm like, okay, he could be pretty good. He could have been carried through it, but also, like, the emblem, like...
But you think differently if a guy walked in and had, like, 10 markers saying he completed
the That's true. I understand that. That's true, like, too. That's true, too. But great. I don't know.
Anyway, I think there should be a Child of Osiris level thing.
That's true too. I mean, that maybe
or badges.
I wouldn't
or
be opposed something. To it, but I think like it's perfect. I think it's great the way it is. I think it works out.
I mean, I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying I wish there was more.
Sure.
Right.
But
it's not that I don't want it to be
the whole away. The whole argument for spending $40 is like I just see value there already. Like, it's fine with me.
$40, sure.
$40's fine.
$40 is perfect.
I'll accept $40.
But they just released news today saying that they would give you all the content if you already had the game for $20. So they kind of retracted.
That's the thing, though. That was the whole uproar in the first place because they didn't think about it in the first place.
Yeah. I think they did.
No, because somebody interviewed one of the devs who made it. They were like, no. If you are a hardcore person, you're going to throw...
Okay.
So the whole argument with in Kotaku, the article I read was, okay, somebody interviewed one of the devs who made The Taken King, right? And they were talking about, hey, so what's this whole deal with, you know, spending $80 to buy a new shader
right.
and buying new dance moves? And yeah, he was like, oh, well, you know... quote unquote, basically paraphrasing, he was saying, you know, we don't know what the new dance moves are yet, right?
Right.
We don't. But he was saying, you know, okay, well, if I showed you the new dance moves, you'd throw your money straight into my face no matter what.
Well,
okay. But that's the whole thing. But that's the point.
No.
You're paraphrasing it.
No, I wouldn't.
No, but okay, so I'm going to defend Bungie. I think that might have been just one person's view.
Was the developer who made it.
No, like, there's only one per developer who made
the that was the main guy who made The Taken King.
And then he came back and apologized.
He was the spokesperson representative.
He had to come back and apologize.
And he was saying pretty much, you're going to throw your money at our faces no matter what. No, that's the whole uproar about it because the way you present the DLC to us is wrong.
Somebody who's been playing since day one has already spent at least $95.
You can't do that to hardcore players or veteran players like the whole argument was saying.
Yeah.
Just because you think we're going to flip our crap over two new moves or maybe even one new move.
And now they're
just to buy $80, the game, the two expansions. That's a waste of money.
So as the last part,
you're just playing your whole popularity card at us, pretty much. Like no matter what, this is gonna be you.
It's probably me right there.
Yeah. people who do that. That's fine. That's your prerogative.
Right.
That's the 1%.
But I understand like. The argument on your side, obviously, but I'm saying like he might have had that view, but also like there are other people who make the game, and I'm sure not everyone like sees that view. I'm sure there's really good people at Bungie, and I'm sure they were like, you know, this is probably wrong. But also at the same time, I'm glad
after the uproar though,
but the message that comes out to us.
Sure, and I'm glad that they rescinded it. I'm glad that they're only gonna charge you $20 just for the DLC and whatever comes with it. You know, I think Bungie. I'm going to applaud Bungie because I think they're really listening to the fans.
Look, it's still going to cost like $60 to get it all, isn't it?
You have to pay...
$20.
No, that's not for everything. $40 that's just for
the Taken King.
That's just for the game.
Plus $20.
You have to pay extra for the shaders, for the dance moves.
But they are going to give us year one special things. Is that enough?
No.
Well, I don't really feel it is either.
You know what? I just applaud Bungie because ever since day one they've been listening to the fans and I'm very happy about that. So
on certain things,
we'll see.
On certain things,
I mean they're listening. They rescinded everything.
They're listening. You know, can listen.
Of the uproar, but
I'm sure it's really really hard to listen to everything that's coming in.
Oh yeah, I mean go to Destiny subreddit and that is a freaking hellhole right there. If you guys go to that,
so we've taken the entire Pizza Bedcast and turned it into one topic.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
We gotta move on. Here's
the other point of view.
We spend all day on Destiny. That's
here's fine. The other point of view. They're putting this up in September, right? So you're asking me to spend $60 on this game when I've got an entire lineup of fall games coming at me.
That are worth the same amount.
That are worth the exact same amount.
Okay, that's... But you're comparing apples to oranges. You don't have to play Destiny if you don't want to. You can go play
well, that's
those
that's
games.
My point. So they're not enticing me to continue
to
play Destiny.
They're enticing people who are hardcore.
They do because they have to sell it.
Yeah.
You don't want to lose to people that have been playing for a year. Yeah, on your anniversary, you don't want them to say, "You know what? F you. I'm going to play Metal Gear Solid."
And that's what the guy was saying. He's like, "If you don't want it, don't buy it." What kind of argument is that?
Yeah. Well, I agree with that. If you spend your money where you want, because yeah, right, spend your money where you want. But just
what we're saying is,
I know what you're saying. You're saying
we would
like
Bungie
to want you to play their game by giving you incentives at the right price.
You're asking us to play full price for an expansion plus some extras.
Mm-hmm.
It's like buying Destiny 2.
Yeah, no, I understand.
I think okay, for the whole argument, I feel like they should either drop the prices or just. I don't know. I feel like their presentation, the whole argument for me, is their whole presentation of it is just wrong.
Oh, I agree. Wholeheartedly agree. I think they definitely went the wrong way of the way they
that was the argument.
Right.
Yeah.
For you guys, that's the argument. They right. Their presentation of the DLC was just completely wrong.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
They just went...
Totally wrong.
Yeah, I feel like they have to backpedal now. And that's the thing that you don't want to do.
Exactly.
You don't want to do exactly what Xbox did, even though they did really
well
in E3.
Okay, so let me
you don't want to backpedal.
It hurts you. Let me ask you a question. You rather backpedal than keep going forward with doing the wrong thing. You'd rather do the right thing than do the wrong thing the entire time. That's why Xbox is catching up so quick to PS4. It's because they have backpedaled, and now they're catching up quick.
Yeah, but if they didn't have to backpedal in the first place.
But I mean, people make mistakes, and they said the wrong message, of course. But would you rather them keep going with the wrong message, or would you rather have them
of course not.
Say back and say, "You know what? We were wrong."
Okay, but if you're a veteran,
of course I wouldn't want that.
If you're a veteran like Bungie and you say you listen to the community, you should have known that.
You should
the
have seen this coming.
I agree. Oh, I don't know why they. I don't know why they did that. That's
anyways. We got okay.
So we gotta move on.
Chances are, we gotta move on. I'm gonna play Taken King.
Chances are, I'm gonna play it, but
we gotta move on.
I may not buy the extras.
I'm not
whatever.
Gonna buy the extras. No, it's not worth it for me.
But. If it's
I don't care
be between...
about the dance moves because
I'll buy the extras, but that's just me.
You can live vicariously through
that's
this
fine.
Guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I only have 60 to spend in September, I'm buying Metal Gear.
Sure. Anyways, whole point being, they went the wrong direction.
They definitely did.
So,
what do you guys think?
Yeah.
About,
what do you think? Are you gonna?
What
are you
doing with this?
Are you gonna buy the $80 collection?
Are you a non-Destiny player that's thinking about getting in? Because that's actually a really good deal for you.
That is a okay. Well, so okay, if you don't even have Destiny,
I'm looking at it right now. $20 gets you the Taken King, obviously. Mm-hmm. 3 class emotes. I don't know what that is.
That's the dance moves.
Dance moves, armor shaders, and 3 exotic class items with XP bonuses.
Not just $20. There's no way.
No, $20 is right here. Here's what you get if you buy the $20 package from the blog post.
See the backpedaling. It's gonna hurt.
It's caused confusion.
Not just because that, but now it's gonna hurt them sales wise, business wise.
When I read it, it sounded like
now
you
they
pay
have to go back.
20 million people play Destiny, so
yeah, but
it's gonna be tough.
You can't just say, "Hey, I'm gonna set this price at $80," and expecting everyone to
like
buy
we
it.
We say this every time. We're like, nobody wants to buy freaking EA microtransactions. But guess what? EA made $5 billion just on microtransactions last year.
I haven't had a single because
they got
game
people like
ever.
You buying them.
No, I don't buy microtransactions.
I'm saying they got people that don't mind spending the money.
And that's the other thing too.
I only spend the money if I like the game and I love Destiny. Yeah. I've never bought a microtransaction in my life until I met Destiny. But they've had really
they
have
don't
no
do microtransactions.
Yeah, they don't do microtransactions.
Now they will.
Mm.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
I guess
no, now
technically
they will. Now
they will.
Now they will. Anyways,
but
next topic. We can talk about this all day. Good.
We're at 45 minutes already. We might have to cut it anyway.
That's fine. All right, let's keep moving on.
Yeah.
Next is...
We can cut this. We don't have to talk about this.
All right, we're going to have to cut this real short. Because Destiny has dominated.
What is your greatest gaming memory?
Honestly...
They're a good amount.
Honestly, in recent times, because I took a huge gap between playing games.
Same.
It was beating Ebrietas in Bloodborne.
Ebriatus is a bitch.
To say the least, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, she's never a played. Bitch.
That's Bloodborne, right?
One of the worst bosses in that game.
Is that the big one at the when the where you go down the elevator? And
yeah, right? I don't want to spoil it too much, but yeah, she's...
Well, I mean, sorry if you haven't played Bloodborne. I mean, there's really no spoilers. You just go down the elevator and fight a boss.
But, yeah, she was really bad. And I had encountered her time after time after time. I couldn't beat her. Left, leveled up, did some other stuff, came back, still couldn't beat her. And then one night...
I hate that boss so much.
Yeah, and this is how Bloodborne goes.
That's that boss.
And then one night, I was playing on my Vita through remote play in my bed because my wife was sleeping. And I probably tried a dozen times. Still failed. And it was probably like 2 in the morning. I was like, you know, I'm one more try. I think I got this.
Nice.
You know, so I go back in there on my little Vita, whip out the Tenetris because that's what I like to use. Mm-hmm. Don't ask me. Electricity against electricity, whatever. Don't ask me. It still worked. But I go in there and I'm... You ever get that moment where you suddenly you're just like calm, you know?
And then, you know.
Yeah. You're like, you don't really care. You care, but you don't care as much as you did the last 10 times.
Yeah, so you're like, that's true.
You're just kind of like doing it.
That's right? The zone.
Yeah.
That's
the I hit zone. The zone and I'm whooping her ass. I'm whooping her ass. And I finally kill her.
Mm-hmm.
And I like I can't yell because my wife's been sleeping for victory. Like 2 hours. And I'm just like...
Yeah. Totally
out. You know, and I'm like punching the sky and everything, nice. And I'm like, I want to tell somebody, but I got nobody to tell. And it was such an amazing moment. I couldn't even sleep for the next couple of hours because like my heart was racing so bad because I was like, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do this, and I finally beat her because she was the last boss that I had until I went and actually finished the rest of the game.
Yeah. Right?
Because I was like, I don't want to beat it until I've beaten all of them.
Mm.
It was one of the greatest things that Bloodborne gives you is the satisfaction of actually killing a boss.
Yeah.
And almost any kind of game
that
you feel, almost any kind of game that you feel like you hit that wall.
Yep.
But then once you like go past it, you're like,
yes,
this is what I live for.
Yeah.
This is the moment where gaming just like transcends everything that you've ever built.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
That is a great memory.
Yeah, but Bloodborne is so good at that, at giving you enough of a challenge where it's kind of, you know, we were talking about Whiplash earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like that. It's like you beat up the person badly only because you know they can do better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Bloodborne does. And some people can't take that.
Right.
You know, some people can't deal with
they're
that.
Just like, whatever.
So they're just like, you know, I don't need to do this. I don't got to put up with this crap. And they quit.
Mm-hmm.
But then... You don't quit. You continue to play. You continue to play. And then, boom, you finally do it.
See, that's why gaming is great. It's not just playing mindless hours in front of a TV or monitor.
Yeah.
Mine'll be quick. Real quick. I just remember playing Final Fantasy VII with my cousin when we were like, God, I don't remember.
That was 96, 97.
8 or 9 years old, 10 years old. Yeah. We plugged in his PlayStation... And we were playing Final Fantasy VII. We were just going crazy. And I don't know if this is a good memory, but it's still like one of my favorite memories. And my brother was like, my little cousin were like running around. They were like really little, maybe 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
They were running and running and running. And then all of a sudden, they like trip over the controller wire. My cousin's PS1 topples down, hits the floor. Breaks.
Oh man,
so sad. I just remember that memory always. I'll always remember that memory. And I don't even know if this is a good moment, but this is one of my favorite moments. And then another moment was, now that I'm like looking back, there's history of like us running around, but like my brother, my little brother, who's now 20 almost 21 now, we are chasing him around the house. I think he maybe been 4 or 5 or 6 and I was about 10 or 11. We were chasing him around the house. He just got a Game Boy. Like his very first Game Boy Pocket, actually, a yellow Game Boy Pocket.
Yeah.
We were chasing around the house. He just got it like a couple hours, brand new.
Mm.
And he like put it on a table and we were running. And all of a sudden he trips, falls on the table, Game Boy falls off, shatters. Yeah, dude. Like, I don't know why like I bring up these memories, but just like these memories of just like me being with my relatives' consoles and them like breaking. And yeah, no,
that
it's probably not a good
memory,
but it's still like a memory I have with them.
It sticks with
always
you, always,
with me,
right,
for
yeah.
sure.
Right, right.
For sure.
Nice.
Cool.
For me, after my family and I moved from Alaska to Virginia, there was like a huge gap where I didn't really get to see or talk to my cousins very much. And for me, the greatest memory was when my family, me and my brothers, finally got an Xbox 360.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And my cousins, Jacob and Alex, already had one.
Oh, nice.
And we first connected in Black Ops, the very first one.
Wait,
and
you just got a, you got 360 when Black Ops came out?
Yeah. That's how long I didn't have
a console. Oh, my gosh.
We didn't have, we didn't have the Xbox. We didn't have the first Xbox.
Okay.
The last system I ever owned was the PS2. Didn't have a PS3 for, no,
that's
like...
That's only one generation.
But for years. For years on end, I didn't get a PS3. We got the Xbox 360, and we connected in Black Ops 1, and we played every night.
That's awesome.
Like, every single night. We wrecked people, like, no matter... Oh, whatever. Yeah. I
remember Halo. We used to have Halo.
But for me, the greatest memory was connecting with my cousins again through gaming.
Party chat.
Oh, my God. Xbox 360 yes. was the best.
Yeah.
It was so easy, so simple.
Oh, it was so... I'm so glad PS4 is like that nowadays.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
PS3,
oh my god. PS3, nobody's
terrible.
Talking. So, I'm glad it's like that.
But for me, the greatest memory was reconnecting with my cousins through the Xbox 360. Like, we got back all the years that we didn't really get to talk much.
Yeah, no. That's how
and it's like
right
we
now.
Didn't skip a beat.
That's how I feel right now. Yeah.
And they were all semi-grown up then. They were, like, in high school. I was already in college and stuff like that, so... We just, like, we picked up from where we started and then some.
Yeah.
So
it's good that we can do that now.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the greatest things about gaming now. I feel like that's why gaming now has risen to where it is now, because of the communication.
I agree. I totally 100%
that you can connect with not just your family, but, like, just random people all over the world.
Your friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Friends you haven't talked to in so long.
For me, that's the greatest memory is when we first got the 360.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
And bam. So, yeah.
Well, that's been Pizza Betcast 2 for all you guys.
Only two topics, but yeah, you know.
Topics.
That's how you know how passionate we are.
Yeah, we get into it.
We'll try to have four topics every week, but
we'll work on that.
We gotta have a timer. We gotta have a timer.
Yeah.
This is true. It's tough. This is true. Let us know what your best gaming memories are, and also how you feel about Destiny Taken King, whether you're a new player or a long season player like we are. What are your thoughts about it? Are you going to pick it up? Are you one of the people that's complaining about what Bungie's doing?
Let us know.
Or do you agree with John?
I mean, I agree. I'm on both sides. But
yeah,
that's
Or will you be a hardcore gamer like John and just... There you go.
In any case, thanks for checking us out. Always remember to check us out on patreon.com/pizzabitgames. Mm-hmm. You can find out what we're doing there. And if you like what we're doing, you can support us however much you want to. Or if not, that's totally fine.
Spread
you can check
word.
Us out on every social media avenue at pizzabitgames, where we'll be doing live streams, challenge streams, all types of things, and talking about nerdy stuff. So... join us whenever you can. We'll be doing as much content as we can for you to enjoy. And as always, when you're doing it,
do it
for the pizza.
Peace.